Did you do anything with it when you left school?
It was certainly useful after I left the forces, you know.
So you went into the forces when you left school?
70 and a half. No, I worked on the farm at Moy. Moy Main's farm when John Hutchison had it. I worked there from 53 to 55, maybe 2.5 years or something. Looking after 112 pigs and about 35 head of cattle, including a bull and all the other general farm work. Meanwhile, everybody's getting called up. Everybody, you went and knocked about, was getting called up, so I...
It was national service.
National service, yes. But I didn't do national service. When everybody was called up here, I joined up anyway, before I was called up.
Oh.
I joined up at 17 and a half. I did 4 years as an RAF policeman.
Yeah. Where were you stationed?
I was never overseas. I did the training in Netherhaven and Wiltshire, Edinburgh, Ireland, Northern Ireland, Shetland Isles. That's where I ended up in Shetland Isles.
Do you like it in Shetland?
I don't know. I mean, I suppose it's something like the Falklands area, It's a pretty lonely spot, the Shetland. Pretty lonely place. Well, we're looking after a signal station up there, you know. Been sold since into some kind of a holiday village or something, you know. I was in Ireland, the IRA were in the go then, of course. Mm. You know, so you're well armed when you're out there, you know. There's times, you know, we were never attacked as such. But, you know, there was times that, for instance, one day, I went out to open the main gate to let somebody in, a civilian in. He was working in the boiler house, you know. And he pointed 100 yards away to the perimeter, at the end of the perimeter of our camp, you know. And the Irish, the RUC in those days, they surrounded a car, you know. And he'd got his bus, dropped him off beyond them, so he walked past him. He said, "Do you know what's going on there?" He said, I don't know. I said, "I didn't hear anything." That car that stopped was loaded with guns, you see. So they grabbed them and pounded out all the weapons and whatever explosives they had, you know. Really?
What part of Northern Ireland was that?
That was just in eastern Belfast.